Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, welcome to Laid Bare. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
And we have an announcement. Bah, 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 bah.
I didn't know whether to do that or drum roll.
Was that good?
Yeah,
was my bah, 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 bah. Okay, guys, we have a live show happening for you guys. At last.
Listen, the streets are screaming.
They are scrambling for tickets. Will you get one? Maybe. Maybe if you're lucky.
Because they want to see us.
And you have to be fast. 14th of February 2024. Live show is coming to you. You're going to have me there. You're going to have Nikki there. There's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be drama. There's going to be sex. There's going to be dating. There's going to be your gals, you know. So don't worry. If you think that, just because you ain't got a man, it means you have to stay home and scroll and watch everyone posting the roses. Because it's Valentine's Day, right?
It's true.
Everyone's going to be posting the same roses that they bought for themselves. Or maybe the roses that they stole from someone else.
There was one picture going viral last year. Everybody had it.
Really?
Everyone. It was the entrance to a hotel room plus roses just being carried.
Don't worry, we have you secured. We've got you taken care of. Make sure you head down to Laid Bare Live. It's gonna be happening and I'm so excited to see you guys.
I'm so excited, like a live show. I've lost my words. I'm so excited.
Seeing you guys, it's going to be so exciting. Long time since I've done this. The last time I did anything remotely live was probably when my book came out. So like just over a year ago. So it's been a while. So I really, really want to see you guys. Even if you're from outside London, it doesn't matter.
Come.
It doesn't matter. Even if you are from Ireland, it doesn't matter. Even if you live in Nigeria, what is stopping you? Buy your fucking tickets, okay?
And also tickets are cheap that time of the year. Don't try. It's cheap, okay? Don't worry.
But yes, anyway, make sure you fly down, you know, you get a train down, a coach down, not a coach, child. Whatever it is, Uber down to the live show. I can't wait to see you
come
guys.
Come with your friends, your man.
Honestly.
Men are always saying they want to do something different for Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
This is something different.
Spice it up and then go back home and spice it up
we'll
even
get
further.
You drunk and horny and you go back and you fuck.
It's going to be so wild and so wet and so wacky, so I really, really cannot
not wet
wait.
And wacky.
Wet and wacky, yes. Right, so let's get into it. Okay, Miss Nikki, baby.
Oh, God.
When did you get laid last?
I haven't been laid. It's been like, 2 weeks?
You said you had sex the last show.
Yeah.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
When we had Sloan.
Yeah.
That was a really good show. Fun show.
That was such a fun show. I can't wait for that to come out because he's funny.
Funny.
He is he's actually really enjoyable.
A lovely guy as well. And the show before that where we had the psychotherapist. Is it a psychotherapist?
Yeah, she's a psychotherapist.
Psychotherapist Lucy Beresford.
That's out now.
It was a really good episode. I was editing it and I was just like, this is a really good episode.
You see, when it came out, like, I never really do like talking videos. I even had to do like, guys, go and listen to this.
It's proper good.
You guys want to do that whole, what is cheating? How do we get here? That whole conversation.
It was a good episode. That's episode 133. So go check that out. Sloan's episode will be out by the time this is out, which will be 134. But yeah, what an amazing show. Anyway, where did you get laid last? Tell me.
It was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Okay, why? What's going on with you and Bear? I thought you said you'd forgiven him. What's going on?
I forgave.
You forgave? And you fucked? Forgave and fucked.
Fucked. And now we forgetting.
Forgave, fucked, forgetting.
The triple F.
The triple F.
I need to remember that. I need to train about that.
Okay, but what happened?
I think we're done for good now.
What happened?
Because, like, here's the thing. When you take somebody back,
yeah,
they need to say all the things that you say you're going to do, you need to do all of it.
And,
yeah, it's not happening. So, and I'm not happy.
You're just not happy.
I'm just not happy.
It's okay to just not be happy and say, do you know what? This person isn't giving me what I need. And therefore, I'm going to move on with my life.
And if everyone listens to like the episode with Lucy, she actually gave me advice and I actually followed through with it. And I thought things were great. But the thing about doing anything therapeutically, it has to be an A and B thing.
Exactly.
Not just an A thing.
And you both have to be invested as well.
Exactly.
Because like, he's probably thinking this is one of many conversations where you're thinking, I'm trying a new approach.
You know the notes I took on my phone?
I know.
I had the notes out like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, so.
Let's try the 5-minute conversation.
Let's have it. And it
tell me what I said.
It actually went well, the conversation. But yeah.
And then he was on his best behavior.
But some men just get too comfortable.
Of course.
I miss him though.
Oh, you'll get over it. So I had a threesome last night. It was really, really. I had a threesome last night. Why is it so hard? I know I don't look like I'm in my threesome attire now, but I had a threesome last night.
Oh, no, shut up.
I had a threesome.
Wait.
In my dreams.
I'm not laughing at you, by the way. Like, it could never happen. But just the way you said it, I said, excuse me.
I know. It's unbelievable, though. I feel like, as sexually liberated as I am, I'm still a bit of a stuck in the mud.
Mm.
And it doesn't help when you're, you know, when you're engaged, of course. So
there's that too.
But yeah, I've just been, you know me, I'm dry, I'm boring. I just be doing my same old,
you know,
sex toys.
If you had like a threesome, what would it be, MMF or MFM?
In my ideal world, in a fantasy, it would be two men that could kill after. So nothing can ever get out.
First of all, I ain't saying nothing about killing, but...
No. But like, it's just like, I don't want... No, because... If more than one person, no, what do they say? Is it more than two people is a secret? Guys, remind me how the saying goes. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Okay. There's a saying that just goes like, when more than one person knows, it's not a secret. Or when more than two people, I can't remember how it goes. LaidBearPodcast, use the hashtag. Tell me what the saying is.
Is that what the people are saying? Wow.
That's what the people are saying. But I'm thinking to myself that, you know, my point is this, that I'm just too scared. I really wouldn't want people to know my intimate details like that. Like, something like that would actually put fear into my heart. Like, the fear of a 19-year-old who's being slut-shamed in uni. That's the type of fear. And it's so childish because I'm grown. I'm 33, but I just feel like the way I've been shamed, the way I've grown up, the way I've been, you know, taught to see sex, I'm still obviously on learning.
Yeah.
And we're still doing the work. Mm-hmm. But, like... Well, one, again, I'm still in a relationship, but let's just say for a second I wasn't and I wanted to explore that part of me. I'd be too scared to do it here.
Yeah.
I'd have to do it on holiday. Maybe if I went to like a sex party or if I was in Jamaica on a grill where they have this, like, what do they have?
Hedonism,
you know? Like something like that. But in this part of my life, no.
I would love to go to hedonism. You see the girls from Cocktails, they're actually doing an event at hedonism this Christmas.
Oh my God. Who is it?
Cocktails is Medina and Kiki.
Oh, I don't. Are they British?
No, they're from Atlanta.
Oh, wait, it's not who I'm thinking of. It's not Paul Mines,
but they're friends with the girls from Paul Mines.
They wanted to come on the show as well.
What, Paul Mines?
Yeah, I know. We could have done something. I know, but I'm away. And I'm so sad. So sorry, guys. We will hopefully be able to do something with
them
another time. Yeah. When she, I was like, girl, I'm away. So, so annoying. Oh. Yeah, I know. We could have done something. It would have been such a great link up.
It would have been great because they are funny. I love Lexby. She's funny.
Absolutely. But,
yeah, like hedonism. I would love to like just go and just see.
That would be amazing. Just walk in free with your titties swinging.
I can't lie, my booty jiggling out.
Yes. I'd be too scared though. Again, I'd be covering up. Like, oh my God, keep your eyes to yourself. You're staring too long.
I'd be like, excuse me, why is it hard? I'd be like,
why is it bending to the left? But it's to the left. Ooh, I never know you weren't circumcised. Ooh, okay, I see.
Do you know what? The biggest dick I ever saw was an uncircumcised one.
Really?
It was thick.
Really? Well, of course it's thick. It's got extra hanging.
No, it's not. It's thick all the way.
That you know what? I believe that all dicks should look the way they look, but the ones that I'm more drawn to are the ones that are circumcised.
Yeah.
Every time I see one that's uncircumcised, I'm like, oh. Like, yeah. I jump because I'm just like, I'm not used to that. But imagine if we lived in a world where men weren't always mm-hmm. especially in the West, like weren't always being like snipped at birth. Yeah. I think we'd think they look normal. I saw people having like a dick off today on social media. Because they were like the ones who aren't snipped were shaming the ones who were snipped. And then someone was just like, ooh, they having a dick off. And I've never really seen like people who aren't snipped have that much.
So much vim.
Vim. Yeah. Because it's usually like a thing of shame. Yeah, it's like a thing of shame as well. Yeah. Because they're usually shamed because people think that, oh, they're dirty or that they look funny or that. I don't think they're dirty. No, listen, snipped or unsnipped, if you don't wash or take care of yourself, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But for my eyes, mm-hmm. and for my sexual fantasies, mm-hmm. I like them unsnipped. Am I allowed to say that? Use the hashtag Layman Podcast.
That's your preference.
That's my preference. And I know where it stems from. Yeah. That's the thing. I think if you know your preference and you know where it comes from, yeah. I feel like I've been socialized to see unsnipped dicks.
Yeah.
And I like it. Yeah. I like the fact that I've been socialized to
I like
see.
Unsnipped. Only no, I don't.
You like snipped.
Let me say the other way around.
I like snipped dicks. Yeah, not unsnipped. I like snipped dicks.
Because with
yeah.
unsnipped, it was like, I didn't know what I was doing because his dick was really big.
Yeah.
And there was like a lot of foreskin. So it was like, I didn't know what to do. Like, roll it back down, just leave it how it
what
is.
What do you do? It's true.
I didn't know what I was
no
doing.
No one has ever taught us how to give head.
Exactly.
To uncircumcised dick. So what do you do?
I just did it in between.
What do you do?
It was like, I was rolling it down. It was rolling back up. It was literally a turtleneck. You see some turtleneck, yeah. you want to get your makeup on it, so you're like this.
You roll it down.
And then it rolls up, but yeah. you're like, no, come back.
Okay, come back. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm trying to think of the times I've given heads to a dick that was not circumcised. Uh-huh. I don't remember. Like, I think it was literally like something in white shits, like just slapping it on my face or just like, no, I'm joking. I don't remember. I just remember thinking that I'm not enjoying this experience. Why does it look like this? But I don't know if it counts. It. I was young. Like, yeah. I was probably like 20 or 21.
Okay.
And I really wasn't all that sexually mature or sexually, you know, experienced.
Yeah.
But now, since then, it's always been, yeah, uncircumcised. No, circumcised. We keep getting them wrong. You know what we mean anyway.
People don't know.
You guys know. Right. So, what are we talking about today? What are we talking about? Because we just started talking about dicks. Okay. So there was this video that I watched today, which made me laugh because I was on sis's side. I have to admit, I was on her side. I was just like, no, it's true. Like, you should be able to like post your man and tag him.
Right.
But at the same time, me, as you guys know, I'm engaged and I've never ever posted my guy. Mm-hmm. But let me post the video and then I'll give my 2 cents on it. Okay, well, let me play the video.
Baiting. I'm like, girl, I'm debating about putting my husband back on my social media. Like, I'm getting real sick and tired. Like, you want to share your family, show them have fun. Like, let people know in the real world that, you know, just don't settle. There's real men and there's good daddies and everything out there. But is it disrespect from the females? The females, they be in your comments, I love y'all together, but then hop in my husband's DM. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm not gonna see it. Like, but it's the amount of people is ridiculous. Like, oh, you're a good father, you're a good dad, a good provider, a good husband. Well, if you're a good husband, why the hell you in my husband DM? You know you're a good husband. So get out his DM. You only know he a good daddy because I post him. You only know he a good husband because I post him. You only know all the good stuff he do because I post him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really, really debating on posting him because if I don't post y'all, I mean post him at all, I don't have to worry about y'all being in his DM like that. Now, don't get me wrong. My husband is a handsome-ass motherfucker. He is.
You guys get the picture. I'm not going to play the whole thing. You get the gist, yeah. We'll just deal with this first part before we move on to the second part of this kind of, like, dilemma. But what are your thoughts on what she was saying just by seeing that? So forget what I sent you after. Just by seeing this, mm-hmm. what were your thoughts?
I was just like, sis is not lying.
Yeah.
It's true because how do we know what anyone is doing for you? Because these days, people categorize your relationship based on what they see on socials. Oh, does she really have a man? Oh, she ain't posted him. Oh, are they really still together? Oh, they ain't posted in a while. That's how people judge it.
Yeah.
And it's true. But then I feel like you see that theory of like people want like you when you're in a relationship. I think that's true. And I think that's where she was trying to go down.
No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
And like, I think towards the end of the video, I didn't play it, but she made a point of saying like she helped build him to be what he is. That before they were together, he wasn't this, maybe, I won't say like he was ugly, but he wasn't this, I guess he wasn't as much of a catch as he is now that he's with her. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing bad in that, because I feel like when you're in a relationship, you're supposed to build each other up. Like, you add to me, you pour into me, I pour into you. If I'm not a better version of myself when I'm with you, or you haven't helped me become a better version of myself, why am I here? I want to know that someone can truly, like, help me be in a better position. Anyway, I digress. But what I found interesting was the fact that some people were just like, no, if your man is tempted, because towards the end of the video, she keeps saying like, stop tempting my man or something. I'll play the whole video or the whole clip in the actual podcast. Mm. But what also made me laugh was that people were saying like, your man won't be tempted. Your man won't be tempted if he doesn't like fall for the bait. Like, there's nothing wrong with posting your man and da 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 da. And I've always said this. I never used to think that there was a problem with posting your man.
Right.
If I'm with you, if we're in a relationship, like, what's the big deal? But then I realized that there's a difference between a hyper-visible person posting their partner and a difference between Mimi Solaf, who has 500 followers or 300 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
One is in front of the world, or, you know, a subculture of the world anyway. And the other is just living a nice low-key soft life, you know, post pictures every once, 2 months when they're on a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, they post their photos or videos when they're doing drinks and or date nights with bae. Like, they're two different sorts of profiles. So two different sorts of attraction.
Yeah.
And I've always had the first sort of, even if it isn't as big as it is to now, I feel like I've always had the first one, which is I've always been hyper visible.
Right.
And I learned very quickly in my last relationship, that was a relationship where I said to myself, never in your life are you to post a man on social media until you are married. Until you are what?
Married.
Until you are married.
That is funny.
Because, I'm sorry, it's not even about, like, sometimes people think it's, oh, you're protecting your relationship. And yes, you are protecting your relationship. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Two, men are mad. You don't know who's going to disgrace you. Three, oh, you can relate to that.
Hi.
Sorry, babe. Three, I think it's also protecting your peace and also protecting the fact that you don't want people to draw their own conclusions. Yeah. You cannot draw a conclusion to what you don't know.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
So that's how I felt with the whole situation. And of course, people were arguing. I'm just like, unless you have been there and you can say that you've lived in a hyper-visible person's shoe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... They're two different things.
When you're so known, people are expecting so much. They don't even know you. A lot of them don't even... They don't actually care.
People who don't pay your bills.
But they want to make it a point. Oh, rah, she's only posted pictures of herself the last three times she's posted.
Yeah, and so... I know so many hyper-visible women who people think that there's something going on in their relationship because they haven't posted in a while. And it could be true. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But I would rather be a person who could handle my breakdown in a relationship privately. At least you don't know what's going on. Right. At least you can't say, oh, well, she hasn't posted him in the last... I don't want to have to live up to the standard you have created in your head of what my relationship should look like. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just peaceful. Like, why shouldn't it be? And I have so many girlfriends who finally posted their partner after getting engaged. And I think that's cool as well. I don't think there's an issue in that. But me, even after the third child, maybe.
The third child.
maybe.
So basically, Oloni said in about 9 years.
I just think to me, relationships are so precious.
Very.
Especially relationships that are conditional.
Yeah.
Unconditional relationships like my mum and my sister, there's nothing in this world that can ever break down a relationship between my mum and my sister, whereby a relationship is conditional, like with a guy I call the love of my life.
Yeah.
And there's still conditions to that love.
Yeah.
If you beat me, I am leaving you.
Right.
If you abuse me, I am leaving you. Yeah. If you disgrace me, I am leaving you. If you harm my peace, I am leaving you. Uh-huh. So let me continue with my conditional love in privacy, please. But I understand people's different. And it doesn't mean I'm not here for people like posting their partners and relationships. Like, I think that's cool. I think some, I'll be real with you, I do think some couple content is a bit corny. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't like couple content.
I like some of them, not all of them. Some. I like, see, for example, like Christmas. I love Christmas couple content.
Yeah.
Like, and it's crazy because that's as corny as it could get. But I do like them.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's other things that I do find corny, like on an average day. You know the ones I don't like? The lifestyle content.
Okay.
You see the lifestyle content?
Yeah, yeah.
This is how we start our morning.
Yeah.
And so you need to tell me you've put the camera in the corner of the room.
And then you
and you're pretending.
And you go back up.
And you go back up.
It's very silly.
It's very silly.
No, no, it's actually silly.
No, no, it's very silly.
No, and then you had to go draw eyebrows.
And then you went to go draw eyebrows.
You think you slept like that. When I fall asleep, my makeup on, one eyebrow's wiped off, you know.
You woke up with a full beat. And I get it. Content is content. There's money to be made. Make your money. Like, I'm not really judging you. I think what I'm really trying to say is, don't promote all the goodness in your life. Just like I won't. And it's not just like my relationship as well. I think for me personally, I'm very protective over my money, my love.
So you should be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm so, like, do you get what I mean? Like, sometimes when I find myself posting some things, I'm just like, ooh, people could tell that your life might be a bit too good or you might be living a bit too good. Maybe don't post that. It reminds me of a time when I innocently posted, this is very silly, but I innocently posted, like, I can't remember what it was. It was this vase or vase, depending on whoever's pronouncing it. But it wasn't concrete. It was like this basket vase, like for my Pampers. This was time ago.
Okay.
And I innocently posted it because someone wanted to know how much it was or where I got it from. No, it was where I got it from.
Right.
But then, like a week later on Twitter, I remember someone was coming at me and then they made a comment about like the Pampers like vase or whatever. And then they were like, oh, well, you spent £100 on that. And I was thinking to myself, ah. I was just like, what the fuck?
But what's
okay, this was a white guy. So I was just like, oh my God. Like, you're not even in my demographic and you want to sit on my head. Let's get to the second part of the video. Can we get to the second part of the video?
Yes, we can.
Because the second part of this video that we've been going on about... Anyway, right. Now, the second part of the video is funny because... Actually, it's not the second part of the video. It's just the second part of the content instead. Mm-hmm. And it was a video from 2 years ago. So you remember when everyone was doing the silhouette challenge?
Yeah.
The girl who we just played the video, like 5 minutes ago, that we just played for you, 2 years ago... Her man took part in the silhouette challenge and she posted the video. And if you guys remember the silhouette challenge, this was not some ordinary challenge. That was a challenge for heathens, not women. If you are a man and you did it, you are a heathen because that was supposed to be something sensual like for women. It was like, it was like, supposed to be like a gentle like thirst trap. Yeah. When women were doing it, it was like, you know, we were supposed to, I just feel like the women, like our bodies are just more beautiful. If you are a man and you're doing that, you have to be selling your cheeks and you have to be selling D and schlong. Her man did it and she posted the video, him doing the silhouette challenge. And if you remember, at the end of the video, she's deleted it now, mind you. She's deleted it.
But we saw it.
At the end of the video, did you clock that his dick was flapping?
What
did you see that?
I was talking about? I said, when I said, oh my, do you think I was looking at his head shape? I was looking at whoever was swinging in front of him.
What was swinging?
And that's why they be DMing.
Thank you. And it wasn't just swinging, it was swanging.
Slanging,
schlonging. I said, look, why won't they message your man? Why won't they message your man?
It was on my face when I saw it. I said, huh? So I kept pressing it. I was like, am I seeing what I'm seeing? It's just flapping.
Flapping. Like the meat was meeting.
Oh my God.
How many inches do you think that was?
I think that's a good 13.
It was long.
It was a big dick. Like, and that wasn't on the flop. It was.
Yes.
Imagine, because he's holding it now.
Exactly.
And the bit that was coming over the top.
Right.
That's a
That's how many, if we measured it in hands, that's 1, 2, 3.
I would say maybe three and a half.
Three and a half. I would say 2.5. Wait, hold on. 1.
Because that was a lot of dick. And remember, he's got mad.
True, that's true. 1, 2.
And my hands are tiny.
Yeah, it was big. Are we, okay, well, let's settle on three.
Three handfuls.
If you go on top of each other, for those who are listening. Mm. It was thanking, for real. Mm. But yeah, I was just like, you were advertising him.
And
you know, usually when women advertise their men, it's usually like just
gifts.
It's not even that. It's just not even when they're not even advertising. They're literally just showing their life. Like, oh, me and Bae are going to the theatre, me and Bae are going on a holiday or whatever, or look what I bought him or look what he bought me. That's people could say that that's advertising. Mm. You had your man doing or posting, allowing you posted that your man was doing the silhouette challenge.
Knowing, like, look
with the OnlyFans link, do you know, mind you, there was OnlyFans link. Did you not see?
No, but then I can't. Like, if my man did, I'd be like, "What the fuck do you think you're doing? Put that back inside. No one needs to see that.
Not put that thing
put
back
that
inside.
Inside. Like, put that cat back in the house. Don't do that.
Put that back inside.
Put it back."
I was just like, okay, bitch, you have got to be, in the words of Karen Huger, the ditziest bitch at this table.
No, but do you know what? Next week we'll talk about Karen, because yesterday's episode, she was out of pocket.
Really?
She was on a roll.
Should we talk about Karen a little bit?
Yeah, listen, Karen was on a roll. She said to Juan, she was like, Juan, come to me, like, woman to woman.
When she,
like,
said woman to
I
woman.
Said, wait, hold on. I said, I didn't hear that right. I was like,
have you seen that meme of when, we're talking about Real Housewives of Potomac, by the way. Have you seen that meme where they said, they said Batman to Robin, and then it's Karen saying, Robin, shut the fuck up.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
Karen Huger is, she is.
I love her.
Legend. I didn't like Karen.
I didn't like her in the beginning as well.
I didn't like her at first.
But I love her.
Her one-liners are crazy.
Her and Candice. When she said, is that Juan Dixon? Player from the Himalayas?
No, but the thing is, yeah, you see how Juan is coming around now.
He needs that check. Mm.
So now I can't lie. I'm starting to think, do they have an arrangement?
They do have. I don't think they have an arrangement. I just think it's unspoken.
There's something there. Like, yeah. They just can't leave each other. Like, because in that first episode, it was their scene.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It was so awkward to me.
Very awkward.
It was like, and you know, he never talks about anything and he shuts down everything.
Yeah.
When Robin, like, for example, the prenup, he was like, stop that shit. Cut it out. Da-da-da. Now, when you're cheating, something, I think that's a lot more heavier.
Yeah.
Because you were actually caught doing it in public.
He still doesn't want to talk about it.
But then it was like he was telling her what to say without saying, oh, say this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, you lot are weird.
Yeah,
man.
He is weird. And I think she thinks she can't do any better. And those are the father of her kids, so she gonna stick beside him. Oh, that's her man.
Listen, don't let him not in you, guys.
Girl, I'm telling you.
Don't let him not in you. If
okay. Did. Nikki, tell me, what type of dirty talk do you hate?
Do you know what's crazy? I was actually thinking about this today. Yeah. So there was one time I was having sex, right? And then I was like, oh my God, like, I'm about to come. All I heard was, yeah, go on then.
Oh! Is that what he said?
I swear to God.
Yeah, go on
one
then.
One guy, like, he was like, this was like,
what happens
like,
when you bang men from East London?
Girl.
Is he from East?
No, he's not from East.
South.
I don't do guys from
South.
Area.
South.
Was he from South?
He's from South.
Yeah.
He's got to be East or South.
Yeah, you know, I never claimed the other part of London.
Lol.
Yeah.
For go
all
on.
The above reasons. Anyway.
Yeah.
Like, all I had was, yeah, like, come on then. And there was another time he was like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh!
I was like, is this... Hold on, who raised
this
you?
This is
who
sexy.
This is not sexy. And I was just like, oh, no, it's done. Like, get off.
Men, if you are listening, and women as well, you need to up your dirty talk.
I'm such a talker.
I'm a talker. I love a talker. Yeah. You have to talk me through it. If I'm being desired, I don't want to just be desired from you physically. Like, my fiance knows that I need words. I need you to talk to me. Because even when I'm watching videos of us doing an nasty, and you know we'd be doing an nasty.
I know you'd be at home watching those videos.
Ooh.
Not you doing the saucy Santana.
When we be, listen. Listen, I need the dirty talk. I need it. And do you know what's so great? It's like, even in my book, The Big O, I have like different stages of the big, like, of, well, the big O2, but of Dirty Talk.
Dirty Talk, yeah.
So something that's soft, something that's medium, something that's a bit very raw, dirty, gutter. Like, if you need to learn how to dirty talk, go get my book, The Big O. What the... Why are you even listening to this pod if you don't even have The Big O? Like, what the fuck are you even doing here? Come here!
There's another version coming out, innit?
Yes, the paperback. So that should be coming out next year soon. But I do really... I don't like bad dirty talk.
Yeah,
like,
it just gets awkward.
It does. Like, type of dirty talk that I like is like really cutthroat dirty. Mm-hmm. Like cutthroat dirty, but like dominating.
Yeah.
So I need to like shut up and swallow this.
I need you to call me a bitch.
I need you to be like shut up and swallow this. Or something like put that shit at the back of your mouth. Like, or I need you to say something like gag on it. You know, I need you to, I need the dirty talk. And then, because if you do, I will mirror your energy as well. And I'll mirror what you're saying. I'll just be as dirty, if not dirtier. Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
Because me, I'm such a sub. So I need to hear the dirty talk. I want to get called a bitch. Listen, call me a slut.
Some girls don't like being called sluts, you know.
Oh, I don't mind.
I wonder where it comes from. Someone was saying the other day that we should like really try to break down why we enjoy being degraded during sex. And to me, I don't really like thinking about it because I'm just like, my simple answer, it's a power thing, but my simple answer is I just like to play. Like, I don't look at it too deeply. But again, these fantasies, these desires, these kinks have to stem from somewhere.
Yeah.
So what is it? And I think I know that, again, when it comes to being socialized, is that I like when men have authority over me, but not authority where you want to harm me, just authority where we're playing and that we can... leave playing for a bit and then come back to reality.
Exactly. Because I always say, like, for me, a man's place, I've said it before when it comes to dirty talk, for me, that's why I think I enjoy being a sub, because I feel like that's where I see a man be like a man.
Yeah.
Like, handle me properly. All that big talk, swinging your chest outside, do it in bed.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I think for me as well, I feel like I'm always dominating in my life, like my day-to-day life. I'm always dominating and I just want to be meek in the bedroom. Yeah. It doesn't mean I can't dominate, because I could definitely dominate. I'm like, a switch as well.
It's like, you don't really want to lead here.
Yeah.
Like, someone needs to take over right now.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Dirty talk up.
I love it. But what is... Okay, the things that you shouldn't do during dirty talk.
Mm-hmm.
If she asks you a question... If you're actually trying to engage in dirty talk and she asks you a question, don't be silent. I think that's one.
I think that's rude.
sometimes people don't hear, or you're actually just too into it where you're just thinking we don't need to talk now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I don't think sometimes it's intentionally to be rude, like, or maybe you're just a rude shit. Who knows? You could just be rude.
I'll just be thinking, what's going on?
I mean, I'll say it again until you reply. Yeah, I'll be an annoying fuck. I don't even care if I'm annoying you.
Literally,
I'll say,
do
you like
fuck.
It? Do you like it? Do you like it?
But are you going to beat him?
No, I'm joking. If you have to ask that many times, oh shit, the answer is written clearly on the wall.
It's no.
Yes, the answer is no. But sometimes they want to be like, well, you could tell, like, my dick, I'm feeling like, I feel like sometimes they're in their own moment as well. But it's just like, no, be present. I need you to be present. Be present. It's not a doll. It's a real human, you know, with real feelings, desires, and, you know, I want to feel your warmth.
Mm-hmm.
What else shouldn't you do during dirty talk? Don't be bush. So that, don't
what
be bush.
Don't be bush.
Don't be Raz. Like, see what you were saying? What was the thing you just said that a guy said?
He said, oh, come on then.
That's like, bush.
That's bush.
Very bush. Come on then. What is that?
No, so now.
You can't extend your vocabulary.
This example, I'm getting your earlier point, because I'm like, oh, it's rude if you just don't respond, yeah. But then it's like.
It's also rude. Go on then.
To that afterwards.
Yeah.
At the same time. Like, don't do that. I can't like.
Do it. Go on then. Are you having sex? Like, what's going on?
That was so unnecessary. Oh my god.
Whoopsie.
Oh my god.
Blame it on that alcohol.
No. Okay.
Anyway.
What should you do? I can't lie, you see the race play thing, because I feel like I've seen or I don't know if I read it or like someone said it, like people saying things in their language that's like actually racially degrading.
Ooh,
I've heard about this before, but I feel like this was a while ago though. Don't be doing stuff like that. That's like me. I speak two languages. That's like me say like sleeping with somebody of a different race and I'm saying degrading shit about them. Do you know stuff like that? Definitely don't do shit.
Okay.
Like that. That's not cool. You might not. I just don't feel like stuff like that is cool.
Okay.
In general, like stuff like that.
What else? I would say, I would also say what is you shouldn't do. I think coming off script. If you have a script or you have a role play, if I'm coming to you and I'm deciding to be a sexy nurse, don't start talking about me being a naughty schoolgirl. Stick to the stick to the script.
That's a different show.
It's a different show on a different network. Stick to the script, you know? Stick to the script. And I also think that if you're not listening, that will the dirty talk will definitely be bad. I think if you want tips on dirty talk, I think just watch a bit of porn. Like, even though porn has its bad sides, porn is great for dirty talk. And I'm not talking about the degrading shit. There's other sorts of porn, like, you know, widen your search when you are when you're researching how to talk to your partner. You want to do a dirty talk in the bedroom. But also, outside of the bedroom, talk to your partner and say, what are their limits? Like, what is it that you like being saying it? What is it that you like me saying to you in the bedroom?
That's because, why, like, sexting your partner is fun.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I agree with that, Nikki, because you and I could say, oh, yeah, we love dirty talk where we're being degraded and stuff. But the third girl who's in here might not like that. And he could sleep with that third girl. And he will be calling her a bitch and slapping her.
Exactly.
And she'll be like, what the fuck? You've literally just moved past my boundary. Exactly. So it's very important to know your partner, understand your partner, practice dirty talk. And you don't always have to literally be naked. You could be kissing each other. You could say something dirty, like literal kisses to test the water to see what they respond to. And then take that to the bedroom, which I call the sex before sex. It's the sex before sex.
That was such like a commercial.
It was. We'll be back right after this commercial. Right.
Who do you think is better, dirty talk, girls or guys?
Who's better?
Yeah.
I would probably... Would I be...
I said,
I think girls, you know.
Do you know what? I was going to give it to the men.
I was going to say girls.
I was going to give it, even though they say stupid things like, yeah, go on then. That guy, you're a bastard.
I'm trying to think, because maybe because of my experience, I'm thinking it's always been me. I've only had maybe one or two guys in my past that have been extremely wild in the bedroom. Apart from that, they've either been inexperienced, and I've been in two long-term relationships.
Yeah.
So the other guy's inexperienced. What else? Yeah, they're either inexperienced.
Oh, it just wasn't there.
It just wasn't there. Yeah, it just wasn't there. Anyway, let's do something else. What else are we talking about? Tiana Taylor. I'm sad.
Here's the thing. I don't to like celeb relationships. Like you were talking about hyper-visible relationships. I don't really. But them two, Iman and Tiana,
yeah,
never saw that coming.
Really?
Like... I watched their reality. You know, they had the reality show for a little bit. They had like one season of a reality show.
Yeah.
And just them together, like, he would be holding their last born. What's the baby called? Rue?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, he would be like feeding the baby. Like, normal, every day to day stuff, she'll sit there, cry, watching them because she's like, he's just such a good man. He's just such a good father. Look at him. And I'm like, this is so beautiful. Like, it's beautiful. And they just ain't no more.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, we were looking. A lot of us were looking up to Will and Jada, and
they ain't been together for 7 years.
They've been together for 7 years. And just disgracing him up and down. Anyway, different tone, but yeah.
Do you know what? I think it's not unheard of for young couples to be like, do you know what? I can't really stick out and do this. I think it's really sad that the way people are ripping them to shreds, because
it's rude.
From what I've read, Tiana actually wants to handle it privately. And I'm just hearing so many things come out. I'm seeing people be nasty and saying, oh, so threesomes couldn't save your marriage. And it's just like, Tiana seems like a very strong woman. And I'm not saying that because she has, like, I feel like, what I love about her is that she has this masculine energy about her. And I'm not saying that because she has this masculine energy. I'm saying that as someone who's watched her from Super Sweet 16
yeah.
Her now. She seems like she's always had her head on.
Yeah,
from a young age. She's always had her head screwed on. But having your head screwed on doesn't mean that your emotions stop working.
Absolutely.
But I think that when it comes to the sexual decisions, I don't even know if it's true or not, or if this is hearsay, but I've seen it so many times that I just think to myself, maybe it's true because I know she's bisexual, so maybe she does partake in threesomes. Right. But my point is that I feel like she's so strong-headed that if she did partake in threesomes, it's because she also wanted to, he wanted to. I'm tired of people infantilizing women and making out like women don't have a say in their sexual choices that they make with their partners.
Yeah.
Women are freaky. Yeah, like women are freaky as well. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't have a sex show if we didn't believe that women wanted to talk about sex.
Absolutely.
So stop making out like the threesomes were down to him. Now, I'm not saying that he might not have like pushed her or like made her have them. That's certainly a possible cause as well.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to express is that don't write off the idea that the threesomes were her choice as well.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
Women love...
That's absolutely fine.
Women love pussy too.
Yeah. We initiate stuff.
We initiate stuff.
We're so touchy-feely with each other, comfortable, like, in our sexualities. And men don't seem to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really do wish Tayana the best with Iman.
I do.
I hope they handle everything fine. I do hope that their kids are doing well and they're not suffering. But yeah, we need to just be kinder to them, honestly, because Tayana's never done anything wrong to any of us. She's a great entertainer.
Amazing entertainer.
A lovely singer, amazing singer, an amazing, phenomenal dancer, fucking amazing creative. Mm-hmm. So I know love will find her again, and I just wish her the best. I wish her and her family the best, to be
and
honest.
Also, I just wish that people would stop expecting so much from people who are like famous and their relationships.
Yeah,
like their Tayana Taylor is known for a bunch of things.
Yep,
not just her relationship. Or she didn't come from like, oh my god, she dated this really famous person, so this is why she is who she is, or she's in the position that she's in. She's a lot more before being a wife and being known to be linked with this person. Why do you need an explanation? Yeah. I feel like this is a question for the ages anyway. Like, this is just a thought that a lot of people have. But like, allow it, man.
Yeah.
Let them go through what they're going through.
Yeah, and I just think that when, obviously, when you're in the public, people want to know the ins and outs and people want to draw their own conclusions. I'm never going to pretend my hands are clean. I'm never going to pretend that I've never looked at a couple of...
Oh, I will snoot.
Created.
You've got like snoots, but yeah, I'm never
going to pretend I've never created my own thoughts and feelings on a relationship, especially a celebrity relationship. I think we've all done it, but growing up is realizing that you need to give people a break, and that, you know, knowing that you will never know the ins and outs of the relationships. You will never know. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just the way we saw it with Kiki Palmer's relationship. We thought, oh, look at this amazing dad.
We're
in the beginning.
We're happy for Kiki.
Kiki, love you. Yes, girl, winning.
And this is what's happening.
And then we see that he's this misogynistic asshole, and now she has a restraining order on him.
Like,
you know what it means to get a restraining order on someone, by the way? You have had to have done a lot, you know, for someone to get a restraining order on you. So yeah, I would just say, let's give them grace. Heartbreak is not easy, but heartbreak in the public, God, it's not easy. So just be gentle. You know, she'll be good again, and, you know, this won't last forever.
Where did I put my phone? Sorry.
Nigerian in me wanted to say on my head. I know my parents always used to do that to you. Like, well, where should I put this?
Do you know
on
what's
my
funny?
Head?
I also heard it in Chile. Like, my mum said it should be like me too, so I'd be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, okay.
All right.
I'll find it afterwards.
So, we want to do some dilemmas for you. Let's do some dilemmas. If you want to send yours, send it to simplyoloni.com/ask. Sorry, I forgot my own website. Or laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your voice notes. Write us. Use the hashtag laidbearpodcast. Or simply, you can DM it to me. You can DM them to me. That's completely fine. Okay, so the first dilemma. Okay. So, my boyfriend will spend Christmas with his ex and kids. It hurts because then I know he should be there for his kids, and I wouldn't have that any other way. He did sleep with his ex the last time we were together, though, a couple of years ago, and that makes me nervous. We have been rebuilding our trust over the relationship for the last 1.5 years with therapy and committing 100% to each other. so we are in a good place, but it still gives me anxiety. I feel I have to let him decide what to do, though, as they are his kids and he already misses out on a lot. Did you get that?
So she's trying to say, because he has cheated with the same ex before,
yeah,
they spend Christmas together, and because Christmas is coming up,
yeah,
that's... It may be like an issue that she hasn't really got over it. They're doing therapy and all of that, but you ain't got over it.
I don't blame her though. My neck would twitch every time I see you with someone you cheated me with, especially the mother of your child. My eye would twitch. Would you not twitch?
Do I know what this is like? Yes.
Oh, is that so? And did you not twitch?
Still twitching.
Right, there we go.
As we speak. So
I say that to say that I feel like her concerns are very valid.
Very valid.
And I think any sane person would feel the way you feel. I guess it's just one of those ones where... I mean, does he have to spend the whole day with his kids? Like, can you
go and see the kids and you go. You're not seeing your ex, you're seeing the kids.
What do you mean?
No, do you get what I'm saying?
She should go.
No. He is seeing his children.
Yeah.
He's not going to see his ex. Go see your kids, kiki with them. I'm sure the kids are even busy. They probably got like their cousins, their aunts.
So what should she do?
I can't lie, you're gonna have to stay at home. That's what you got with a guy that's got children.
Yeah.
There has to be a place where you're like, I can't enter that territory. And that's what it is. And I'm just gonna be really honest with you, because I've shared almost a similar situation. So I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When like you're with someone that's got kids, leave him to his children.
Yeah.
If you ain't got kids with him as well, you're going to have to leave that. But he also has to understand your boundaries. If he's gone back and cheated with the kids' mothers, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that right? He did before, yeah.
Yeah, then all the therapy and stuff, that shit needs to work.
Yeah.
Because if it's not and you don't trust him, then do you know what? It would be good to know how long she's been with him also. Can you not come? Do you not know his children?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. No, I'm not going to lie. I don't want the girlfriend you're seeing in my house with my kids. I'm sorry.
And you see, that's another thing about dating guys who've got kids. Like, they come with a lot.
Yeah, you know? And their kids will always come first.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, the ex, the mother of the kids, might not even be the problem. The kids definitely ain't a problem because they are literally just children.
Yeah.
And he might be...
crossing boundaries.
The problem, because
yeah,
you don't know how he's entertaining the ex or what he's doing to ex.
What he's saying to her.
Exactly.
The jokes they're making.
Exactly.
The banter they have going on. Oh, Lord. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to see my therapist.
You have to be strong. Oh, prele. You have to be strong. I honestly really don't know. I think to myself, like, you know, if he can spend the day before with you and the day after with you, that'd be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe spend some time on FaceTime, like on Christmas Day as well, so you get to experience him a little bit. I'm not saying you should stalk him or harass him or see what he's up to, but it's Christmas.
Yeah.
People usually talk to family and friends on Christmas Day, even if it's for a little bit. So FaceTime him, jump on a call, let him know how you are feeling, you know, and maybe he will give you that reassurance you need. I think there is power in communicating. Exactly. So if you guys are going to therapy, your next session, bring it up and say, do you know what? This was a very hard moment for me because of what we've gone through. Like, bring it up in therapy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing you the best of luck anyway. And we hope we've been able to help. Guys, give us advice for this listener.
Come to the live show and let us know how you get on.
Yes, come to the live show and tell us what happened.
That's Christmas, boy.
That is true. I want to know what went down.
Come and share the tea.
Tell us what happened, okay? Right, next one. This one is a bit similar.
Oh my God, I think God is showing me something. Anyway.
Because I had to ask my sister, I said, because one was sent to me via DM and the other was through my website. And I was reading it to my sister and I was just like, does this sound like the same dilemma? She said, no, they're two different ones.
Right, okay.
Hi, Oloni. I have been with my boyfriend for a year and a few months. We live together. He has two kids. He's really close with one of his baby mothers, which I don't mind since they need to have a relationship because of the child. It gets a little interesting. This year, this will be our second Christmas together, but his mum wants him to come home for Christmas. Not only that, but with the kids and his most recent baby mum, the one he is close to. So I'm guessing he's got two baby mums.
Yeah.
His family doesn't know they broke up and no longer live together. So because he doesn't want to break his mum's heart, he's taking her to the family dinner instead of me. Is really, is he, is he really doing this because of his family, or is there something happening between them I might not know about?
Did she say that they live together?
Her and the guy live together. Yes, not the baby mum.
That is some bullshit.
Yeah. Why can't you tell your baby mum why can't you tell your mother that you have a new wife and you're not with the second baby mum?
Some bullshit. And you
once really? You have a second baby mum, they already know you are weary. So what is the difference in telling them you're with someone else who's not the mother of your child? You're dating someone else. Like, they know you are weary. You've shown and proven that you don't believe in condoms by having two baby mums. No, I'm joking. I'm not trying to judge. I understand that things happen. But someone who has two baby mums is not going to shock me by having another girlfriend who is not the mother of their child. It just shows me that you go to where the pussy's at and you go to where the love is at, and you are, and that kid will not hold you down. And there is nothing wrong with that. But what you're not about to do is make me sit at home alone on Christmas Day because you want to lie to your parents like your name is Tracy Beaker. You know Tracy Beaker was a liar. You're not going to have me at home like Tracy Beaker. Tracy Beaker was always alone as well. Sorry, that's a bit sad. But my point is, we're not going to play make-believe because you don't want to be honest with your mother. Our second Christmas, tell them that you're not with the mother of your child. Tell them that you're not with her. Or fucking wrap it up, because clearly he's playing you both. It seems like he's playing them both.
It's not even that. I've seen this scenario in the streets.
Yeah.
I've seen it with my own two eyes. You're saying you're with this guy. This guy's probably not saying he's with you.
He's not saying he's
with
you.
When you say he lives with you, does he have stuff at your house and he comes there twice a week?
Does he pay rent?
Does he even pay rent?
Does he add towards the mortgage?
Has he even got a drawer or is just a bag in the washer?
Or is he just coming over every Friday to use your washing machine and then bounces on a weekend? And we are not judging, mind you. We're just saying that we know this situation too well. And what we're begging you to do is not use tunnel vision to assess your own situation. Because when you're in something so deep, you often have tunnel vision, meaning you can only just see. You can just see.
Are you sure you're in a relationship? Because it's not giving that. Boyfriend and girlfriend?
Does the baby mum know about you? Does the second baby mum? Does the first baby mum know about you? Do you all know about each other? Because it seems like he's playing you. Whoever a man is with on Christmas Day and he's telling his mum that that's who he's bringing, is who he's
with. That's the girl.
That's the girl.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that to be a bitch. Like,
no, you're not being a bitch. That's the truth.
It's like, what do you say? Shut up, Siri. tell me.
No, but it's true. Because I told you, I've seen this in the streets. There are people going through this situation.
You know someone.
Do I know someone or do I know people?
Do I know people?
Like, are you sure, like, you guys are in a relationship? Is it one of those things you were seeing each other, blah, blah, you got comfortable and now you're just together? Was there a conversation? Like, living together, please come to the live show. We need more context.
Right.
And that'll be post-Christmas as well, so it'll be good to know how you're getting on.
Hey, Olani, I hope you're well. My boyfriend invited me around his house for Christmas this year, and as much as I want to go, I am worried that his mum will ask me to help out in the kitchen. Last year she had me cutting onions and carrots and blending pepper from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and I just want to have a relaxed Christmas. What do I say? Because she's even texted me saying she expects to see me. Yes, we're all Nigerian. Oh lordy.
I was gonna say she's gone in.
Pardon?
I was gonna say she's gone in on Nigerian.
Yes, yeah. What do you do?
She really likes you.
Yeah.
She likes you because...
But it's all right if you don't... I feel like it's all right if you don't want to be the domestic help.
If you don't want to help, like, that's okay. But see this as she likes you. No Ghanaian auntie. None of my aunties, are asking, like, my cousins and stuff for their girls to be helping if they don't like them. If they don't like them, they're even ignoring you. They're never going to ask if you want some of the Hennessy. They'll look at you when you pick up the bottle and be like, what's she doing? But, like, you said that this has happened before.
Yeah.
She likes you. If you don't want to help out...
Maybe speak to him.
I think you should just really be honest and speak to him.
Yeah.
Don't, because if you start acting away, you know, Ghanaian and Nigerian artists, African artists, they will jump to the maddest of conclusions.
Yeah,
be like, oh, she don't respect. Oh, what's going on? Oh, she don't like me. Don't even let that happen.
It's true. But
I hear you though. You want to have a calm, relaxing Christmas. Anyway, when you come to the live show, please come and talk to us. Look at me planning segments in the
live show.
I know.
It's true. We want to know. It's true though. But I agree. We want to know what happened.
So come to the live show. Let us know what happened. But she does like you, so please take that as a positive. Yeah. And at least she knows you're not rubbish in the kitchen because you've done it before. She's inviting you again.
But the thing is she asking her sons to be in the kitchen with her? Because if she really needs help, she could really be asking her sons. And I know she probably isn't. It's giving very traditional. The men are at the front playing or watching football or whatever is on. And the women are slaving away. Like, I'm going to be there with my lace bust down. And by the time I finish preparing the turkey, the wig will be lifted.
Do you like to help out for Christmas? But you usually travel for Christmas, don't you?
I travel for Christmas because Christmas in this country is dead. But it depends on how I'm feeling. Sometimes I hide away in my room when I think about like years before I was always hiding away in my room. But other times we'd go to like family friends at homes and stuff. But honestly, I don't think, if you don't want to help, I think you should definitely talk to him. I think you should say to him, hey babe, I really do want to come over, but I really do want to have a relaxed Christmas. Exactly. Or I don't mind helping here and there, but I want it to be a bit more relaxed. I don't want to feel like, you know, it's expected of me.
Go to your family and hide out before you go there.
But maybe she actually doesn't want to go, but she's just afraid, like, listen, I want to be here, but she wants to chill. I don't want to wear apron.
I know, but I hear you, because I'm a lady of leisure at Christmas. I don't want to touch.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything. What do you mean?
With my nephew and my uncles.
Like. Yeah, do you get it? Yeah. So I hear it completely. Have a conversation with him, and maybe he can, like, chat to his mum. Because if it was me, and, for example, my dad was expecting my fiance to do something, and I could tell my fiance he didn't want to do it, I'd tell my dad, like, oh dad, like, can you take it easy, like, you know, he hasn't said anything, but I feel like he would prefer it, like, I could just tell. So don't take it in a bad way, just understand, you know. Or he'll help out another time, but, you know, just take it easy.
But today,
just take it easy. So, like, in the woman version, it could be him saying, yo mum, like, don't see it as an issue, like, she doesn't mind helping here and there, but, like, obviously take it easy, you know, last year she was there from 10 to 4. She can't do that every year.
Also,
you know,
cooking from 10
from
10 to 4.
I don't know, but I mean, it's Christmas.
That cookie should have been done
the night before.
She really does like you, because she was like, don't worry, Betty will come and help me. I know your name is Betty, but, you know, it's okay.
Betty will help tomorrow.
Let's sleep early.
It's okay. Tell them that you refuse. Tell them no.
Anyway, see you at the live show, Betty.
Yeah, see you at the live show, Betty. We hope we helped you, honestly, because it's just, it's mad. Okay, next one. All right. Let me see what else we have here. All right, this is an interesting one. Hello, Oloni. I've been talking to a guy since August and we have met up a few times. Been intimate, gone on loads of dates. He's met my mum and sister and I have met his parents and all his friends. Okay. We were talking about Christmas and he tells me that his ex will be coming to his house for Christmas because her mum and his mum are really good friends now. After they met during their 3-year relationship, they ended on okay terms. But I don't know how I feel about them spending Christmas together. They only broke up in April, May. Do I have a right to be paranoid? Yes.
Yeah.
Have you not seen these Christmas movies? Isn't that how the Christmas movies go?
Can you
stop that? You come round to the house.
Can you stop?
You're both wearing Christmas matching ugly Christmas jumpers. We need to do ugly jumpers next week.
Yeah,
you're doing ugly jumpers, yeah? And then you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me that your ex is coming to my house?
Listen.
The mistletoe is just under there?
And you know what's all? I'm going to just assume you're African, like Ghanaian or Nigerian.
Yeah.
Because you know them aunties, they'll be like, oh, so Maxwell and Gifty, you're not going to get back together. Oh, you won't try again. Oh, when will you marry? Oh, stop the foolishness.
It's not of you two to be together.
I can play that scene in my mind.
He said he has one girlfriend. One small girlfriend.
She came here, ate all the jollof and just...
She didn't even wash plates. Can you imagine? She didn't even wash plates.
She didn't wash...
She said, we should put it in the dishwasher. Can you imagine? Gloves under the sink. All I'm saying, sis...
I hear it.
I definitely think you should go and spend Christmas with him as well. I'm mad like that.
I will go.
But
because
I'm also mad.
But
I'm also mad in the sense that, cool, possible. Like, it's just not possible. Mm. Like, by my strength or by my madness, I don't feel like any guy I'm not trying to say I'm incapable of me seeing madness. Mm. I'm just saying that it's just impossible for me to be with a man, his ex be there, and me, I'd be sitting at home. I'm coming to your house.
Why am I not there?
I'm coming to your house. But before we even get to that stage, I think you need to have boundaries and have that conversation with your man and just say, just tell him, how would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot. Yeah. I tell you that my ex is at my house because his parents, because our parents happen to be like best of friends. Are they the only people that, tell them to make new friends. Tell your parents to make new friends because it's giving jobless. Mm-hmm. Why do you need to be friends with, I mean, I get it. People do draw and you can't help the relationships that are built off the connection that you once had with someone. Mm-hmm. But I just think that you're right to feel uncomfortable. And I think you should speak up and say your mind, like ask him how he would feel if it was you, you know, mm-hmm. don't put off your feelings just to make him comfortable, because when you start that, it won't stop and it will continue. And this will be one of many things that you have let slide. Bring it up, make an issue out of it. If you need to fight, if you need to destroy his Christmas and make it a shitty Christmas, do it. Because I'm sorry, I'm not allowing you to have a good Christmas whilst your ex is there and you're making me feel shit. And I, instead of me praying with my family or eating with my family, opening presents with my little cousins. I'm worrying. I'm thinking about what you're doing. I'm on my own.
Like these we're basically in a relationship. We've met each other's families and we've done all the above. We're basically in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like you guys are.
Is she not in a relationship? Oh, she's talking. I've been talking to a guy since. Ah, they're talking.
They've done.
Take it easy. Don't ruin his Christmas. Take it easy. Take it easy. I thought you were a girlfriend. I had to come back and reread. You're not girlfriend. Okay. Yeah. Talking. I think you should just bring it up and tell him that it makes you feel uncomfortable and also reduce him in your roster. You guys know I always talk about roster. It's true. Because if there's a roster of guys and you're telling me that your ex is coming to your house, you can go from number 2 to number 5. And I'm moving you to number 5 because you're very unserious for telling me that you're spending, your ex is coming round. I'm sorry.
Funny.
So I take back my advice. Don't go and ruin anybody's Christmas. Take time. next one, quickly. I've been talking to this guy who was with his ex for almost 4 years until they broke up when she moved to Dubai to work for the last year. She's coming back this Christmas to visit her family, and his boy told me that he's going to take her to dinner. Apparently, he was her first kiss and everything, and they shared an amazing bond. I don't know if I should question him about this or not. This is talking again. Why are you all talking to people whose exes are coming back? I don't know, but this is another. This feels a bit similar. It's very similar.
All these people lingering with their exes. I can't, like, guys, leave them with their exes at this point. Like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
The baby mamas, the exes, the talking stages.
Let's do another one, because that was a bit, yeah. Anyway, hi, Lonnie. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. Every Christmas, his friends and family get me gifts that are unwanted and shows how much they don't know me well enough. For example, I have a nut allergy and his brother got me a bar of Cadbury nut chocolate. He even he's trying to kill you. He's trying to kill you.
H-O-S.
He's trying to kill you. She said, "Ori me too." That means like my head is loose. Like, I was not happy. Every time I choose gifts for his family and friends, I'm thoughtful with the gifts I choose. I believe that you should gift something to someone without expecting gratitude and give gifts that are of use to the person receiving them. My boyfriend disagrees and calls me selfish for deciding that I'd rather not receive gifts from his family. Let me just wrap this up. Anyway, then she goes on to say, if I don't like it and I don't like it, it doesn't change if you've spent 250 hours on it or 20 minutes choosing it. I can respect the time that went into choosing it, but I can't be forced to like it and be grateful just because you got me a gift. Anyway, my boyfriend disagrees with this viewpoint and calls me selfish and ungrateful, but I disagree and we've argued about this. I have a wish list for close friends and family members for gifts purposes so they can get me things I want and need. I know it'll upset his parents and sister, but Oloni, I don't want any more gifts that I don't need, and I won't use. What can I do?
First, I can't lie. At least they get you gifts.
At least they get you gifts. They tried to kill her.
They tried to kill her.
At least they tried to murder her.
No, but I was gonna say, but some of it does sound a bit inconsiderate. But from what you're saying, like the nut allergy and things like that. Is that they could pay a bit more attention to you and who you are. But so I don't really know what to say to this dilemma.
I know what to say. You know what? Have him open the presents, because only God knows if they're going to get you a gun this time. I'm sorry, but it's true.
A 1C4 bomb, like,
because if you pull the you're clearly trying to kill me. If you're buying me a why are you even buying someone chocolates? Are they 5 or 10? Like, why are you even buying me chocolate? Because I'm definitely showing you're grown. I'm definitely sure you're very grown. But
plot twist, what if it was like his little brother?
Honestly, just accept the gift and throw it away, or just tell him and say like, yo, I just think your parents need to be a bit more careful. Last year they tried to kill me, this year I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, I'm a bit scared to come to your house because I have a nut allergy, and if they could do nut allergy, what would they do this year? So tell them to just be careful, or maybe I could recommend some things that I would need. Right. Like, say something useful that you might need. Say like, I don't know, if it's a hair straightener or a blow dryer, just be like, hey, I do need a blow dryer. Maybe tell them to get me a blow dryer. Blow dryer is not gonna kill me. You know?
If it's wired properly.
You know? So I think go with that. Anyway, send us more of your Christmas dilemmas. We'll be answering more throughout, you know, Christmas, of course. And the New Year. Send us your New Year Christmas dilemmas.
Yes.
We are here to help you. Me and Nikki are going to help solve your dilemmas.
Send some sex stories. I want to hear some sex stories, guys.
Yeah, I want to hear how naughty your Christmases have been, or like what toys you're using. Because obviously Christmas is a time, right, where you're going to be with family, but how are you going to get the hanky-panky going on? Especially if you've got toys that are like... You got the toys making noise. You have to get them discreet toys.
Yeah, this is why they're not allowed in my house for Christmas.
Who? Your men?
Not men.
Who?
The kids.
The kids
are not allowed in my house for Christmas.
What do you
Before
mean?
One of them goes open the drawer and then they're like, oh, look at this. And I'm like, Jesus, disgrace.
Yeah, no one under 18 enters my house. Yeah, please. I'm not responsible for anybody's child.
And I know you're not lying. No,
It's not a lie. But that's all the time we have for today. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We gave you a bit of gossip. We gave you real housewives, we gave you dilemmas, we gave you dirty talk. But for real, guys, we can't wait to see you at the live show.
I'm so excited. Listen, guys, get glammed up. Should we tell people to get dressed up?
Of course. Listen, let me tell you something. Anywhere I go, I get dressed up. You know, I went to 50 Cent like 3 weeks ago. Me and my girl were the most dressed up girls there.
By the way, you looked really nice there. And then when I saw you went to 50 Cent, I said, oh, you look dressed.
That's the brand.
Do you know what? I was even going to ask you, was your man here? Like, was it a date? Like, that's what I thought. Like,
I was dressed up.
I can't like get dressed up. I'm getting a costume for this.
That's the brand. Apart from now, like, this is work. But, you know, the brand is when we go out, we stay fly, we get look dressed, hot. So if I look good, you guys, if I want you guys to overdress me, you see them girls here that complain and be like, oh, when you go to your friend's birthday party, are you supposed to overdress? Listen, I'm Nigerian.
You either bring it or you don't. I've started doing that now.
And if you brought it, you wouldn't even need to talk about it. It won't even be a question of, oh, your best friend is overdressing you.
Overdress.
Come look in your best. Come bring the content. We want to see the content. I want to see you on your Instagram. I want to see how lie you guys look at the fucking show,
also,
okay?
Listen, don't ask your friend. I hate this question that women do.
What?
Don't ask your friends if they're wearing heels. If the heels look good, wear the fucking heels.
Wear the fucking heels. And it's a heel event. I don't want to see you in your Air Force Ones. I don't want to see you in your fucking dunks. I don't want to see you in your... Whatever trainers are there. Hirachi. Whatever it is you're not be
Converse.
Wearing.
If I see a Converse,
I will remove that Converse.
If I see a Converse.
And I know it's going to be cold. I hear it. But...
A little boot with a heel, a little nice heel,
even if it's a chunky heel, like a sexy boot or something.
Uh-huh.
But I love me a fancy heel. What do you mean? I went out that day. What do you mean? I didn't even wear no jacket. What?
That's why
I'm sneezing on the mic. What do you mean?
My
titties out, no jacket. Just Uber down back. Okay. I saw 50, I saw Buster, got my content, looked flat, and I went home.
Guys, if you guys have your titties out, I'm gonna have my titties out.
Yes, I'm gonna have my titties out. You guys need to be sparkling, you know, you guys need to be shining. I want the drinks flowing. I'll be doing some book signing.
Oh wow,
it is going to
take
be
some photos.
We'll take photos. It's gonna be a wild show, honestly. It'll be the talk of the town. If you are not there, I feel sorry for you. I do.
Guys, I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I'm smiling, it's like a Cheshire cat.
It's around the corner when
it really
we
is. It is around
Once
the corner.
Christmas is done, which is like, what, the next 3 weeks?
It's the live show. So make sure you get your fucking tickets. Honestly, you do not want to miss out. But anyway, guys, that's all the time we have for today. We will see you soon. We'll see you at the live show.
See you guys.
We'll see you guys. Bye. We didn't even sign out. You know to catch me on all socials at Oloni.
at SoNikki_.
You didn't stop, did you? Okay, use the hashtag LadeBearPodcast at Aloni, go on.
At Soniki _ on Instagram.
And we'll see you at the live show.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.